Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm surprised to see you here, too.
During Thursday's reception, Governor Rick Scott shocked everyone in the crowd by showing up and doing a brief meet and greet. A spokesperson for Scott said due to a scheduling conflict, he was unable to attend the conference in person. But it just so happened that one of his non-public meetings was in or nearby the Biltmore Hotel, where the conference is being held. Scott says he's happy about the latest Everglades restoration deal to clean up water pollution, which he personally pitched in Washington.
I'm really proud of the fact that we got a historic settlement done with the Everglades restoration project. We're going to be funding that project over the next 12 years. And we got a settlement done with Justice, Corps of Engineers, EPA, and Interior. So it's going to both increase the flow of water and it's going to increase the quality of water.
Everglades Coalition Conference co-chair Don Sheriff says she was surprised by Scott's visit, but she's happy he made the effort.
So certainly having him be able to stop by tonight and talk to many of us that are working Everglades restoration on the ground shows that his support is unwavering, and we're happy to see that.
But that support didn't always seem so unwavering. Scott broke long-standing tradition where, according to the Tampa Bay Times, since 1987, every time Florida has sworn in a new governor, one of his first public appearances has been to deliver a speech at the annual Everglades Coalition Conference. Scott didn't follow through, but Sheriff says his absence was understandable.
He was able to join us last year and provided a keynote address. The first year of his office, it was actually the weekend of his inauguration. So there was a conflict in scheduling. He wasn't able to join us for that one. And in addition to appearing tonight, he's also made a short vignette video that we'll be playing during the coalition conference.
When it comes to the decades-long effort to restore the River of Grass, Everglades Foundation CEO Eric Eichenberg says he's not satisfied with where things are now.
I don't think we'll ever be satisfied. I don't think we're ever going to see ultimate restoration, just based on the development within South Florida, Southwest Florida, the way the dikes and the levees and the canals that have been constructed. But what we're doing is looking forward for restoration. This is a generational project.
Eichenberg says it comes down to pushing for restoration projects and advocating for completion of those projects. On Friday, officials will highlight the C-111 Spreader Canal project. That canal serves to channel floodwater away from western Miami-Dade County during the rainy wet season. Along a long list of state and local leaders who will be participating in the conference, U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar will be delivering the conference keynote address tonight. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tramell Gomes in Coral Gables.